This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of What's on Your Mind, a brand new week. Really looking forward to this. Also counting down to the president coming to the neighborhood. I don't know about you, but now that this mayor in Minneapolis,
yowza,
has said what he said about the president, I think it's incumbent on us. I know it's a tough time. There's a lot going on. Obviously, a lot of folks still waiting, trying to get crops out of the ground and everything else. But I think we got to go. I think we have to go. I think we have to be there, and I think we have to show our support. And just mind you, this is Ilhan Omar's district. This is where she. I was just there when I was down to the Twins game not long ago, and her district office is right in this building next to a bar, It's the most bizarre congressional office I've ever seen in my life, where it was at. But I took a picture, and you probably saw the neighbors that she had. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The event is going to be in her district, okay? So, and it's in the belly of the beast of the bluest part of the blue of Minnesota. So I think that'd be kind of fun. And as I said on Friday, this is a battle. It's a battle where you got to pick your battles, because if you spray in too many different directions, you're just not going to do anything well. And you just got to focus on saying, okay, and right now, clearly there's something going on in this country. And I believe it's the following. Number one, everything they say bad about Donald Trump, they do themselves. Everything they accuse him and his supporters of, they've either done or they're doing. Keep that in mind. Number two, President Trump's numbers, as in his re-election, as in approval rating, as in everything else, are going up, not down. President Trump is gaining supporters. In other words, there are people that are donating money to President Trump that have never been involved in politics before. If you want to know why the left in this country is so worried, go to your computer and Google Trump rally. Click on one, watch it for a while, go to another. They're all the same. They're jammed with people that look like us. It looks like real America. It looks like just everyday average folks going about their life doing what they're doing. Okay? It's not the activist crowd that wears multiple earrings. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, actually, there is in my mind. I'm sorry. But, anybody that defaces themselves with earrings to the point of being ridiculous, I don't know. There's something else going on there. Topic for another day. But my point is, they would tend to be at a Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders rally.
All 60 of them.
Yeah, significantly less. So we have that. We have these arenas are packed. We have donations pouring in from new people. We have an activated community. Okay, if you're a Democrat and you see Joe Biden, who thinks there are 700 million women in this country, he's so stupid. That's how dumb this guy is. He thinks there's 700,000 women. I'm sorry, 700 million women in America. And every other goofy gaffe he said, as far as Joe Biden and his son, trust me, this is going to be the fallout from this impeachment thing, because that's now getting a scrutiny it hasn't before. If you listen to this program, you knew everything that was out there in the way of a question about Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, because we interviewed a guy by the name of Peter Schweitzer. Remember that? Talking about the secret wars? Secret Wars, was that the title? I can't remember.
When are we having him on again?
We need to get him back on. He was on with Mark Levin on TV last night on Fox News Channel. Pretty good. We got to bring Todd's level down a little bit because I'm going deaf every time he utters a word. Yeah. But anyway, here is the thing on Schweitzer. If you remember Todd from that interview, and the interview last night on Mark Levin was phenomenal. I don't know if anybody saw that, but it was. And I usually am maxed by that time on a Sunday night. Okay, I'm done. I'm full. My head's full. I'm checking out. I'm gonna reset for the new week. But I had to watch all the way to 10 o'clock. Oh, 10 o'clock. But anyway, he really laid out the case on both the issues related to the Ukraine and also China. Inform yourself on the facts of that. The reason the Biden campaign is trying to stop Rudy Giuliani from going on television anywhere, which is the latest deal, is why? He's making sense. Every time he goes on, I learn something. He talks like that. Listen to Rudy.
The reason they were rattled yesterday is because they were confronted on your show with something they don't know about. Facts. I didn't do anything like
that. You brought affidavits to the show yesterday.
This is an affidavit under oath. We presented it. It basically says Joe Biden is guilty of bribery. Now, Shokin could be telling the truth or lying, but he's willing to go under oath.
Bingo.
You know, that incredibly crass, cruel, jerkish Bill Maher. Ever watch that?
No. On HBO? Can't put up with him. No.
I did watch not long ago because Heidi Heitkamp was on. And I thought, what in the world? Heidi Heitkamp on Bill Maher, I don't get it. And it was the old shtick of, you know, I'm the person to tell other Democrats how to talk to people in North Dakota. And every time I hear that, I think, you lost by 11 points. What where are your credentials here? I don't understand where you failed at what you're saying you're an expert at. I don't get it. But anyway,
isn't that the definition of the left lately?
How it works.
Yeah.
But even Bill Maher said, look, if you replace the name Joe Biden with Donald Trump Sr. and the name Hunter Biden with Trump Jr., every detail we know to be factually true, on a plane, in the country, this happened, they came back, over to China, this happened, they came back, while the vice president's doing here, no records, no transcripts of what Hunter Biden's meetings were like. And there were, by the way, this is also in Peter Schweitzer's book, there were people warning Joe Biden, you can't do this. This looks terrible. You can't bring your son along and then allow him to get deals. They didn't care. It was arrogant. The last couple of years of the administration, they didn't care. The point is, we need to get to the bottom of it. And if you ask any liberal that has their head spinning around as a result of this right now, that if the questions we have about Hunter Biden in Ukraine, Hunter Biden in China, and his dad and those connections and what his dad said, I'm talking about what he said, what we know he said, whether or not they would be in DEFCON 5 mode over impeachment, they're lying if they don't tell you they would be. They're absolutely lying. Here's the bottom line, folks. The bottom line is this. The Democrats have decided they can't beat Donald Trump 13 months from now. They cannot defeat him. This is a tsunami. Every time one of these controversies, it's going to be the one that takes him down happens, he gains more followers, not less. He doesn't lose people, he gains people. They have Joe Biden saying, you know, there's 700 million women in America, and Elizabeth Warren lying about her ancestry. Bernie Sanders looking like the absent-minded professor up there flailing around with his hands. I mean, it's... That's why Hillary's running around this weekend. She's making the rounds again. They've got her out of the solarium there. What's a solarium? Is it a sunny room?
I think so, yeah.
Is that like a big...
Yeah, I was going to say. Sunroom, yeah.
Well, lanai, they call them.
Yeah, you know, put her out in a chair. And
nothing, you know, I can afford, but... You know,
bring her tea every once in a while. So she was, I just had to make sure that wasn't some derogatory term. I didn't mean it to be. I just meant sort of, you know, potted plant sitting somewhere not doing much, you know. That's what this is about, folks. And it's ridiculous. Even if you don't like what you see from Donald Trump, this is ridiculous. Let the American public decide this. How dumb are they? Think of this. If they succeed at impeachment, if they succeed, which I don't think they will, don't mistake me, but if they succeeded, they would divide this country in such a way, and then they flip out when Donald Trump retweets a pastor saying, you see what he said? The pastor said Civil War-like atmosphere. I can't even remember the exact words. President retweeted, that was him. Trump calls for civil war. No, he didn't. They just keep doing this stuff.
And I don't think they'll stop.
But again,
nobody's going to stop them.
If a civil war-like atmosphere happened in this country, in other words, where people were that divided, there was that much hatred, God forbid there be as much carnage. Let's hope not, folks. Let's hope not. Let's pray they come to their senses. One way to fuel it would be what they're trying to do right now. Why wouldn't they just say, we're 13 months from an election. We're going to go ignore him. And hope the American people recognize we're better ones to do that. My take, I want yours on where we're at right now.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
One half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota, about one half of what's in the general fund, which is just drives you know a ton of spending in the state. And I mean, those two numbers, half The general fund, half the taxes paid come from the oil and gas industry. One industry paying half the freight, water projects, road projects, all the infrastructure that happens. That's how schools get built. That's how infrastructure grows. We have all the things. It's really incredible. Really incredible. The energy of North Dakota. Now, this is an industry that needs allies. This is an industry constantly under attack. Constantly. You know, there's Republicans that quiver at the knees over, oh, we got to be careful not to look like we're trying to, you know, like we're trying to what? Level the playing field against the forces that would be the keep it in the ground crowd? No. No, 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 no. This is about small town North Dakota, counties, townships, roads and bridges and things we need that come from this industry that is pulling a product out of the ground, sending it across the world that needs our support. Energyofnorthdakota.com to find out more. All right, I've given you my take here this morning, and I really want yours and where we find ourselves at here today. 800-228-0550, 800. Todd, how are we doing on the phone number switcheroo there, by the way? Can I say the 800 number now again? Or?
Wait, the 800 number's been fine. It's the old one. It may be a little wonky, so let's go with the 800 number.
Okay, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. All right, a couple of things that I find interesting. First one's from today, I guess last night. Donald Trump retweeted a comment from a pastor. And I've read this pastor stuff before. He's fiery. He's not afraid to wade into politics, which I appreciate. And he shared an observation that the president chose to retweet. And now, guess what? The president said it. No, he didn't say it. He retweeted. No, he said it. Well, yeah, he might as well have said it. Okay, so anything retweeted means you say the exact same thing. I got it. Okay. But here's what the pastor said. This is Pastor Robert Jeffries. If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, which they never will be, it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from our country, from which our country will never heal. I think that's a factual statement. And I don't think it means we're going to be having a civil war where I've got my bayonet and Kevin's got his.
No, but the divide.
Todd's got his, you know, grenade, right, and I've got my bunker. No, the divide. He's saying a civil war-like fracture in this nation. I believe that to be true. I think we're there now. I think we're there now. Try and talk with somebody about what they think about the President of the United States who doesn't like him and not get pea soup spit in your face. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. And again, the president didn't say it, others did. Now, here's the other outrage of the weekend, in my view. This was last week, I guess. The mayor of Minneapolis is a gentleman named Jacob Fry, super liberal. You have to be mayor of Minneapolis. It's the bluest of blue, okay? And he kind of reminds me of Trudeau up in
exactly.
Canada, although this guy was on the council at least down there, so he's done some stuff, but he's a... You know, I don't know. Sorry. Pretty boy, kind of, you know, wannabe, kind of, whatever. Too harsh, boys? Everything okay there? All right, here we go. So here's what he said.
Kevin got elected, right?
Yeah, he'd be a pretty boy that just, yeah, exactly. Like me getting elected. This is another pretty boy. Okay, so he said, under ordinary circumstances, this is the mayor of Minneapolis in his own words. Under ordinary circumstances, it would be an honor to welcome a sitting president of the United States to Minneapolis and to showcase all our city has to offer on the national stage. But these aren't ordinary circumstances. Since taking office, President Trump's actions have been reprehensible. Can I stop for a second?
Please.
How many African Americans are in Minneapolis? Do you know we have the lowest African American unemployment rate in history right now? Highest amount of women in the workforce?
Yeah, but that doesn't go with the talking points.
Hispanic Americans, highest unemployment ever? So what's reprehensible about that? I continue. And his rhetoric has made it clear he does not value the perspectives or rights of Minneapolis's diverse communities. On October 10th, our entire city will not stand behind the president, but behind the communities and people who continue to make our city and this country great. While there is no legal mechanism to prevent the president from visiting, his message of hatred will never be welcome in Minneapolis. That's the end of his quote. Oh my gosh. What have we become? Now, let me go back to the president retweeting a pastor's comments to say if the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, it will cause a Civil War-like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. We're there, folks. We're there. William and Minot, North Dakota, what do you make of all of this?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been beating this drum for a while, but we're not fighting Democrats anymore. We're fighting pure evil. And it's no different than fighting communism. These people want to tear this country apart. They're corrupt, and they'll do anything they can to overthrow a duly elected president. And I'm tired.
Do you think that when you say they want to tear this country apart, do you think for them this is about division so somehow they can bring down people they don't agree with? Or do you think it's just about, hey, I want Medicare for all. I want free student loans. I want to forgive them all. I want that they have just a radically different view of what they want to do for Americans. Or is it about bringing down America?
Yes. And I hope you let me finish my other point here. But, yes, it's not about the people of this country. It's never been about the people of this country. I mean, do they talk about the 100,000 people that die every year from drug overdoses and that those drugs come up from the border? Do they die about the thousands that are killed by illegal aliens? No, they don't talk about that at all. That's just collateral damage to them. They want power, and I'll tell you what, the future of this country, the future of your children, your grandchildren is at stake. These people will destroy that. Are you there?
I am, yes. I'm listening intently, William. Do you have another point you want to get in, William?
Well, yes. Hang on one sec.
Just do me a favor. I want to give you the time to do it, so don't go anymore, okay? Back to Minot in a moment for that wisdom, and then to Jamestown and others. Welcome behind that. Got a couple lines open, so call now. 800-228-0550. We'll tell you about the Trump rally. Details, too, coming up. Don't go away.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Every Day Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My father's been fighting the deep state for the last 3 years in Washington, D.C.
One of President Trump's sons saying that his father is not terribly worried about the House launching an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Eric Trump saying this morning,
he's the greatest fighter in the world, and he will fight these people till, you know, the bitter end. And again, it's going to backfire.
Eric Trump speaking there on Fox News. White House aides are reportedly going to outline their response strategy to the impeachment inquiry for President Trump this week. Meanwhile, this morning, the president's questioning whether California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason. In one of several tweets this morning, the president called out the chair of the House Intelligence Committee over a paraphrased version that he had read before the committee of a call between the president and the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We have an incredible economic engine going on right now. There is a lot of good happening. Why? Why is that happening? Well, we're talking about those things right here on the radio, but nonetheless, they're here, right? So what does that mean? Tremendous opportunities for growth. And my friends at the University of Mary say, you know what? We got an exciting time going on. The boom in energy production, the economic engine that is created from that, the growth opportunities. So the University of Mary says, that's exciting for us and also for everyone we serve. And so they are all in responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom. They've launched a new school of engineering to fill the region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. And that service starts with students, spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new school of engineering, the university is preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more about all of that at umary.edu. Jennifer Carnahan, the chair of the GOP in Minnesota, going to tell us everything we need to know about that big rally coming up on the 10th. But first, William and Minot, you go ahead and finish your comment, because we ran out of time there before the break ended. Go ahead and tell me what else you wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, I want to reiterate again that, again, we're fighting evil right now. We're not fighting just politics right now. But what I'm getting tired of is Trump is fighting, and he's been a fighter, and I believe that's why we elected him. But he's getting very little help from the Republicans around him, with the exception of a handful, mainly those in the Freedom Caucus. And I'm really tired of that, and I'd like the people to start calling our three representatives, the two senators, and our congressmen, and put pressure on them to stand up and fight for Trump. Every one of those. There are two senators should write a letter. Our congressman should write a letter and have it publicly printed in every newspaper in this country outlining the evil we're fighting. I mean, if these guys can't see this as evil, and if they can't come out of their cracks to help fight, I don't know. And when they don't fight, they're not fighting for the people who voted for them.
You raise some good points. First of all, I think we don't have a problem in North Dakota. John Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong are behind Trump. There's no doubt about it. I will say this, however. They have to work in the swamp. And there is an echo chamber of all echo chambers there. I had this very conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer as I was walking with him on Thursday down for him to vote on the Senate floor, telling him that people like you were calling and saying Lindsey Graham is chair of the Judiciary Committee, for instance, ought to get his act together and stand behind the president and be more vocal, okay? So I'm not standing there outside the Senate floor waiting for Senator Cramer to vote more than 5 minutes, and he comes back to me with Senator Lindsey Graham and says, hey, he just told me a story you need to hear. So Lindsey says, what? And I said, well, I think our listeners think you're soft and that more Republican Senate members need to fight. And he got a look on his face like, oh, boy, here we go again. And he said, we got to fight smart. If we just go off and fight everything that comes up, we got to fight smart. He said, trust me on this one thing. What's going to come out in the Horowitz report is going to completely change this narrative. It is going to rock this town. We are preparing for that. We are fighting smart. So tell your listeners, fight smart. My point is, you know, I don't like being lectured by Lindsey Graham, and it wasn't really a lecture, but he was you know, giving it back to us. I do think he has something worth listening to when he says fight smart. I do think we also should take your suggestion, however, and let them know we want them to fight. You know, stand for Trump. Fight hard on this. And if they hear that from North Dakotans over and over and over again, it will make a difference. It's worth your while doing it. I'll give you the numbers before the end of the program today. Jot them down. Put them in your car so you just, when you're sitting at a, you know, parking lot waiting for something to happen or you've got a little lull in something, you make a phone call. I think it's good advice, William. Thank you very much. Jennifer Carnahan is the chair of the Republican Party in Minnesota, and she is going to be one busy lady through the 10th of October because a presidential visit during a campaign is no easy thing to undertake, but we thought we'd call and give her a little encouragement that it's going to be very, very worth it. Jennifer, how are you?
Doing well. We're very, very excited about the visit next week in Minneapolis. Can't wait to welcome the president back to our state for the fourth time in the past 16 months.
What do you want our listeners to know about the event and their part in it?
Yeah, well, you know, the Target Center has a capacity, I think, of about 20,000, 19,000, and we want to fill the Target Center to the rafters and send a strong message across Minnesota, across the upper Midwest, that we are working incredibly hard to deliver Minnesota's 10 electoral votes to President Trump on November 3rd of 2020. And we are not going to let the negative hatred and I don't know if you saw the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, put out a statement basically inciting and encouraging violence and denouncing the president. We are not going to let that negativity stand in the way of our support for our president and getting behind him all across our state.
I did. In fact, we read the statement to the audience this morning from Mayor Frey, who, as a Jewish man, I would think would be a little more concerned about the person in the district where the Target Center is and, you know, say, hey, maybe tone your rhetoric down, Ilhan Omar. Instead, he's trying to suggest the president's rhetoric has, you know, made it clear he doesn't value the perspectives or rights of Minneapolis. It's bizarre, but it is what it is. I guess it's the story of a Democratic mayor in a very blue Democratic city. Where do you see him inciting violence in that, Jennifer?
You know, just talking about how reprehensible the president is and how Minneapolis needs to stand up and show the president that the different communities don't stand for his, you know, leadership. To me, that's sitting there saying to everyone, come out and voice your opinions. And we have tons of people that have been emailing us over the weekend since the announcement that are concerned for their safety while they stand in line. And I've had a chance to talk to the Minneapolis Police Department and other key leaders to make sure that there will be the security and safety for everybody that is there to support the president, because nobody should have to feel any concern that when they are going to support their president, which we all should, whether or not people voted for him, he is the president of our country, that it can be a safe and positive and a hopeful event for Minnesota and for the country.
Yeah, great point. I saw something about him, being Mayor Frey, directing that law enforcement, the police of Minneapolis cannot wear their uniforms in the stadium. Is that right?
That is absolutely true. And the fact that he went and changed that rule just because the president's coming into town is, in my opinion, it's abhorrent. It's not acting like a leader. It's trying to use his powers in a way that is very dangerous, right? You go down one path, where does that lead? And, you know, the police are not for that. They're not with that. You know, they should be able to be in that arena. And if they're working or if they're in uniform, that's absolutely within their right and their purview. So everything that this mayor is doing just really goes against actually the foundation of freedom, right? Free speech, people doing their jobs. And it's very disturbing. But you know what? The message will be delivered on October 10th when that arena is packed. And we have thousands of supporters of the president showing a high energy, putting Minneapolis on a national map and showing that we are a targeted state. We came so close in 2016, and we're going to get the job done in 2020.
Yeah, folks, this is all the more reason that we all need to be there. And by the way, I hope other law enforcement officers are able to go in their uniforms outside of Minneapolis, who he has no jurisdiction over, and show their support, because this president is beloved by law enforcement. I saw it in my own eyes Thursday at the White House. It's pretty incredible. And, you know, where you had 185 sheriffs from around the country saying, we got your back, and applauding him. And, I mean, they love him. That's very, very obvious. So dumb move on the part of the mayor here that I think hopefully will backfire. What you know, there's always a few surprises here. What, I mean, who do you expect to be there? Who else besides the president will be part of the event, would you think, Jennifer?
Yeah, well, I think the honorary chairman of our state will all be a part of the event. So that's our three Republican members of Congress, Pete Stauber in the 8th, Jim Hagedorn in the 1st, and Tom Emmer in the 6th. And then the honorary chairman of Minnesota for the Trump campaign is Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. So he will be there speaking as well. So it's going to be a great event. We're so excited to, you know, as I said earlier, to welcome the president back. And I would just encourage anyone that is interested in coming, you know, come early, right? Because the doors open to the event at 4. The program starts at 7. But, you know, with rallies like this, especially one where we can have about 19, 20,000 people in, people are going to be lining up early. And so if people want to be guaranteed a seat in, you know, don't show up at 3 if the doors open at 4. Certainly come earlier in the day, but also factor in from a logistical standpoint the challenges with parking and transportation, because it is a work day. And so you will have all the people that work in Minneapolis that their cars are already parked in all those parking ramps, and they probably will not have left work by, you know, 12, 1 o'clock in the day. So just factor in that extra travel time. Consider maybe taking parking outside Minneapolis, Ubering in or taking a bus in or any other mode of transport to get in, so that people have enough time to get in line, to be comfortable. And then when the doors open, we can just see thousands of people flooding in to welcome the president.
Yeah, and by the way, we're working on some buses, too, so stay tuned for that, because we're trying to make this as easy as possible, because it is a busy place. But you know what? It's also fun. I've been part of these, and it, you know, it's long, and it takes a long time, everything, but it's fun. I mean, when the president was at the Shields Arena during the, you know, the for Kevin Cramer in that in the campaign, I mean, people were outside from 6 a.m. in hot, hot sun until they got let in late in the day, and they were happy. And even the ones that didn't get in loved the experience, because it's kind of fun to be around other people that think like that. So it's there's some hassles, there's no doubt about it, but the fact that the president's coming, the adrenaline that comes from that, all the fun, all the excitement and all the history making part of it takes away all of the hassles. It really does. So I hope folks are part of the record setting history of putting 19,000, 20,000 people in the Target Center downtown Minneapolis. I think that's just fantastic, because it just ruins the narrative for the Star Tribune and all the media and everything else. So listener wants to know, okay, next stop in Minnesota, can it be somewhere in western Minnesota? I know you've been asked that before, Jennifer, but
yeah.
is there a venue that works in western Minnesota for their presidential visit?
You know, I certainly hope there is. You know, the 7th Congressional District is one of the biggest targets in the entire country for us to flip. You know, it's time to retire Colin Peterson. He voted for impeachment. He doesn't stand with the people of western Minnesota. You know, 38 counties in the 7th District, all 38 counties went for President Trump in 2016. He was plus 30 points in that district. And so we are going to be working as hard as we can to retire Colin Peterson on November 3rd. And the president knows how important this district is. And we are very hopeful and, of course, requested all the time that that be a consideration for a future visit. And we know the president's going to be back multiple times before Election Day. So I think that there's a very good possibility that we will see a visit in that direction.
In the meantime, we'll take District 7 to, the Twin Cities, the heart of the beast, in the middle of the swamp, the bluest of blue of Minnesota. I think it's great. I think it'd be wonderful. We did this a number of years ago when Sarah Palin showed up. A lot of people went down there, and this is a very different time given what the president's facing. Fantastic news. Thanks for your great leadership of the Minnesota Republican Party, Jennifer Carnahan, and we'll help any way we can with the event, okay? Take care.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Ferrinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Why do I love it? Because I get a better night's sleep. That's why. It's pretty simple, right? And so do millions of other Americans. I love it because it's a Minnesota company. It's made in the USA. It's regional. It's here. I love it because Mike Lundell, who was a crack addict, okay? As he says, Scott, you ever heard that phrase? What are you on, crack? That was for a reason. When you do really dumb stuff, you know, you're on crack. And I was on crack. This guy came from the lowest of the low. Changing lives with a better night's sleep, because the most important thing to your health is your sleep, bar none.
Because he had a great idea.
True.
How to use memory foam in a pillow.
That's true.
Awesome.
Interlocking, you know, so it adjusts to you. But it's also right now some great deals going on. If you go to MyPillow.com, you have to click on the radio listener special. Pick an item, then use the promo code SCOTT, and you get up to 50% off everything there. Can I give you another reason I like MyPillow? Mike Lindell is unafraid. How many CEOs would headline an event with the President of the United States? Especially Donald Trump, right? They'd see it as, some people are going to like Trump, and they're all going to get up, they're going to associate that with MyPillow. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. The body pillow right now, $89.99 normally, is $29.99 when you use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Check it out. All right, let's go to Jamestown. There's always some good wisdom in Stutzman County, I'm pretty sure. Kerry, what's on your mind? Hi there. Go ahead.
Listening to the Democrats, they always say the president is not above the Constitution. Well, okay. I believe that. If that's the case, then Amendment 5 and Amendment 6 also apply to the president. Amendment 5 says no person shall be held to answer for a capital or other infamous crime unless on the presentation or indictment of a grand jury. Okay, so any of these subpoenas that the Democrats want to serve, Trump's people simply don't answer those subpoenas until there's articles of impeachment. And when that occurs, then Amendment 6 kicks in. It says in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial, what a joke, jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, and also have the right to be confronted with the witnesses against them. Well, if you go to an impartial jury, a Senate trial, two-thirds of the senators have to be there in order to have a trial. Well, so Trump's lawyer should just simply ask those senators, okay, have you made any public statements about the president's guilt prior to this trial? And if the answer is yes, well, you're off the jury. So if you get 34 senators thrown off the jury, there can't be any trial. And then confront the witnesses. Yeah, I'd like to see this whistleblower if it goes to trial. See Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani cross-examine this whistleblower. And what would really be interesting is if Maxine Waters was selected by the Democrats to prosecute this trial in front of the Senate. I mean, that would be a hoot. The only two words she would utter would be, impeach 45, impeach 45. I would dearly love to see that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gary. You thought about that, and you included the Founding Fathers' wisdom on how you convict somebody in this country. I love it. Let's go back to the magic city of Minot. John, what's on your mind?
I was just, I want to thank you for your patriotism of this country. But the New York Times has reported that this is a CIA officer that's doing the whistleblowing. May or may not be the case. But if it is, wouldn't that be illegal? Because CIA officers cannot spy on Americans.
Yeah, although the whistleblower cause, I think, is what gives him the, you know, there's a law to protect whistleblowers. So if I'm in a formal position and I see something that I believe is wrong, then I can do it. I mean, and it sounds like this guy's a partisan. It sounds like he went to the most partisan of lawyers, that the actual complaint was written like a lawyer's dream here. So this isn't some guy that's a janitor sweeping up, seeing somebody, stealing in the middle of the night, going to be a whistleblower. He's got an agenda.
Yeah, but you got to remember that he's gathering information as a CIA officer on an American citizen. Because he's obviously on the job when he's doing it.
True. I just think that the whistleblower gives him the cover, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
We don't know, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say, but I think that's an interesting way to go after the whistleblower because he's a spy. He's not a whistleblower. And he's not low level either.
I don't think
he's very high for White House staff to be addressing him or her.
I think they know who it is. I think. And did you hear the story about how that came from him also indirectly about how they took conversations with Putin and with Saudi Arabia and put them into a separate computer?
Well, which would only be normal when data was released on previous conversations. I mean, how secure would you want your conversations to be?
Not only that, John, I don't know who it was, but a CIA person that was in the Obama administration said, that's perfectly normal. We do that all the time. I mean, you do that. You're going to have
that was Susan Rice.
You're right, it was. It was Susan Rice who blew up their idea of, oh, Trump is crazy. So, and again, that came from this whistleblower acting like this was some kind of bad deal. This is all about finding something perfectly normal and making it look bad with half the story. That's what they're trying to do. And accusing us of what they're already doing and have done. More after that.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctions. Abby Pfeiffer's upcoming September auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Harvey, Dickinson, and Flasher, North Dakota. And excellent pasture, crop, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Morton, Emmons, Richland, Rolette, Towner, Griggs, and Stutzman counties in North Dakota. Polk and Travers counties in Minnesota. And Dewey County in South Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
It's back, another Flag Family trip, this one to Washington, D.C. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, has put together an all-star lineup. You got to see the full itinerary. It is absolutely incredible. Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and so much more. Great meals, the best meals in D.C. We'll even cruise the Potomac on the D.C. Odyssey. A great cruise ship. Join us. Prices start at just $2,500 per person. Go to am1100theflag.com for details or email scotth@flagfamily.com. I'll send you the full itinerary.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.